The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right.
One test, one, two. One, two, test.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, I can hear
it. Okay, because the volume's here if you want to adjust your headphones.
One, two, one, two.
Why are we wearing headphones when we're right across from each other?
You don't need to if you don't want to. The reason being... The thought is that if you're sat back here talking, you can't hear that you're sat back here talking. I like wearing them just so I know that if I'm
okay.
Up in it, I'm up in it. Is it? I know why you don't want to. Mum's eating almonds into the microphone and we can hear. So. Kelly, you want to explain something about that?
I have misophonia, so if anyone's chewing or making clicky noises with their mouth or repetitive tapping, it makes me like insane.
What is it? It's
a phobia.
A phobia of loud noises coming, like clacking noises from mouths.
Don't stop.
A real thing.
Please don't.
You're going to anger her.
I'm not chewing or eating, I promise.
You can chew and eat.
No, I'm not.
Just don't sound like Mr. Ed as
I'm
you're
not.
Doing it.
I can't. It was on. I can't help it.
Are we... You rolling?
I can't hear anything.
So we just talk about anything.
No, okay. So I will do an intro and then we'll start.
Okay.
Okay. Welcome to the Osborne's podcast. This is the first episode, hopefully in a series of many. We are recording this in my house in Los Angeles, and we are currently being joined. Well,
Jack, you
by
sound
everyone.
Like a lawyer.
Okay.
You do. And for the court's record, this is...
Let the court
all right.
State.
Let's hear your intro.
Hello, we're the Osbournes. Welcome to our podcast.
So today on the Osbournes, we're going to be taking a dive into the origins of the MTV series, when it all started and where and how it all began. It's been 13 years since the show was on the air. And it's kind of weird to think about that. And it's really been 13 years since we've kind of worked in this kind of natural capacity together.
Let me ask you a question, Joe.
Yes.
How did this all start?
What, the podcast? Well, I figured...
Because we all have faces for radio now.
We do have faces for radio because we're all really old. No, I just thought it would be an interesting way for us to kind of keep things going in
and
a different way.
And two, we've done so many other people's podcasts.
That's true.
Yeah, we're always doing others, and no one's really done one with all of us yet, so I figured it would be a fun experience. I mean, ultimately, the goal is to kind of do the Osbournes, but as a podcast, if that makes sense. Kelly, why do you want to do a podcast?
Because I don't have to wear fucking makeup and I can sit in my pajamas.
Okay. Mom, why do you want to do a podcast?
I just am so into talking because of the talk show that I do that I think it's nice to discuss different things that are going on in the world.
Yeah.
And because half the time I can't swear on TV.
Well, you can swear on here.
Yeah, I can swear on here and I can say what I really feel because I don't have to be politically
Mom,
correct.
You're never politically correct.
I have to. We all have to when you do network TV.
What's everyone been up to lately?
Well, I've been doing the occasional rock show.
Yeah.
We did a great one on the eclipse. While the eclipse was going on, it went pitch black and it was just great.
No, you went to the part of the country where it went totally
Wasn't it called
dark.
Moonfest?
They called the show, yeah, because it was going on for over the weekend and then on the Monday where it happened. It happened at like 1:30 on the
that
Monday
was like
afternoon.
That wasn't the earliest show you've done in years.
Plus the 3-hour time delay. So I really, in this and with LA time, I went on at like 9 in the morning.
You were probably more tired going on at 9 in the morning.
I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm usually The eclipse came in handy because when I do my shows, it's usually dark. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and but it was we started off with Bark at the Moon, and it went pitch black. And by the time we'd finished, it was daylight again. And it's weird. It was great though. We had some fun.
Good times, Kelly. What have you been up to?
Traveling.
Fuck you. I've moved and kind of taken some time off.
I think it's good you're taking time off. You've not taken time off since you were 16, Kel, and I think it's really good that you're doing it.
Yeah.
I didn't like it at first, but now I do.
Yeah.
It's weird when you've had a job since you were 16 and now I'm turning 33, and I just was like, I've never, ever taken time to myself. I've never not had a job, and it's just nice to sit for a minute with myself and my own thoughts and figure out what I want to do next. And yes. Do you want to know what my mission is for the next year?
Tell us everything.
I want to wear sweatpants and or overalls for the next year unless I have to wear something for an event or something otherwise.
But no muumuus.
No muumuus. Not ready for the muumuu yet. My okay. Tits aren't saggy
What's
enough.
A muumuu is like basically just a giant shirt. Just like a shirt that goes down to like
it's
your ankles.
In a farmyard.
And what I want to start doing is I want to start fixing up classic cars. So I'm going to go buy a truck that I found, I think, in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It's a 57 Chevy. It's awesome. Mm-hmm. And I want to learn how to do it myself.
Good.
You're going to like...
I don't think my nails
we're gonna
will like it.
We're going to like turn up at Kelly's house and we'll be like, hey, where's Kelly? You're going to see feet sticking out from the bottom of her car and she's going to come out.
I bet you do it and pull it off and do it, be the best female mechanic ever.
Rosie the Riveter.
Thank you, Dad. See, Dad's got my back, asshole.
I know. I'm into it. I'm into it.
Yeah, Rosie. That's great.
Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah.
Mom, what you been up to? Oh, wait, we know. You're on TV, like, every day, all day. On two continents.
Well, actually, to be honest, your mother and I have spent some quality time with each other.
Please don't go any further than the quality.
For the first time in how many years?
A long, long time. No, it's been great, because I didn't work during August. Mm-hmm. And Daddy just had a couple of shows in August, and it was great just taking time off, doing absolutely nothing.
But sex.
Watching Donald Trump on the news.
That sounds miserable.
No, it was good. We had good time.
That was good.
We had no arguments. So great. Mm. Plenty of time for that. We start working.
There's so much between the lines here that
like this
that
time,
they're
I'm
saying.
Why do you? You know, me and your mother are.
Do you guys still have lots of sex?
Dad, Jack, please! I don't want to know about Mom and Dad bumping uglies.
I do.
Not dead.
I do. I've got another kid on the way.
Yeah, but you're 32. I mean, we're not dead.
Oh, well, I know that.
So it's a bit personal. Do you still have sex?
I don't know. Well, we're adults now. We can have these conversations.
I don't ever want to be that adult. No, I did think, though, when I was, like, your age, that people that are my age now would never have sex. Because it's like, why would you want to?
Do you two want to?
We don't get chance to fucking want to.
Anyway, moving along. Dad and I have been busy. We were traveling for
that was fun.
4 months.
That was, this season's much better than the last one.
It is. It's very, very funny.
So it doesn't start every segment with, so last night I was doing some research. So last night I was looking online.
There's a lot of research that goes into this show, Kelly.
It's my favorite thing. I can see your face like you turned on the radio. Oh, so Dad, last night I was looking online. So last night I was doing some research.
Nobody knows what the hell you're talking about. So why don't you explain?
So Aussie and Jack's World Detour is coming back. It's now on A&E.
Thanks for my invite. I want to take you guys to Salem for the next season.
Okay, we'll go to Salem next season. We'll get you out there. I don't know if Kelly can hang on the World Detour boogie wagon though. It's a
specialized training.
It's you're gonna have to really
your van.
It's the
no, it's not. It's how not, dare you call it?
Do not talk smack about our boogie van.
I'll be it's in my truck.
It's our luxury home on wheels.
And you have to be approved by Robert.
Yes, Robert the ragdoll.
There's a whole thing. There's a whole thing, Kelly.
I'm really into your inside jokes.
No, it's not inside joke.
Hey, let's do a friend diagram. Look, this is me and Dad. Like, haha, we have our jokes, and here's Kelly on the outside. All right, so here's the thing. How do you guys remember the show coming together? Because I know my experience is different from Kelly's and yours and, you know, Mom and Dad, so...
You speak. I can't remember.
Okay, I can. The Osbournes came together on MTV because you guys had done a Cribs episode, and the Cribs episode was really popular, most requested, and they came to us and said, well, what can we do with you? We want to do something with you. And I said, well, why don't you just shoot a long Cribs and see how it goes? And originally there was meant to be 3 episodes, and it turned into what it turned into.
But then how did MTV, because I remember at one point
it started from Cribs and it was getting people were asking to do
it. Daddy's right. I even remember what I was
wearing in that. I had this denim jacket on from Fendi that you got me, and I thought it was the coolest thing ever, and it had like these crystals all down the back of it. And Dad wasn't in the best of spirits that day, so
That was the second time we did Cribs that he wouldn't do it, and it was just us.
No, this was that time, and we were at North Beverly Drive.
And
you had your dog Tank.
Mm-hmm.
And
I wasn't even in it.
I know you didn't want to be in it.
Yeah.
In what?
Cribs.
Was I?
Yes.
Was I stoned?
Mm-hmm.
Probably. It was of that time period.
Oh yeah. Okay. Sounds about right.
Because I know that you initially had a lot of. You were very cautious going into the show. Because I remember you being like, oh, I don't really want to be doing this, but I'll just go along anyway.
Well, it's kind of like what I do for a living. I thought, well, is it a gamble for me to do this TV stuff? And am I going to lose fans? But then I just sat down and I thought, well, I'm in the showbiz game. It's another area of showbiz.
But then because then we did the second Cribs. And then I remember... One night, when we went to dinner with everyone from MTV...
We went to Ivy on the Shore.
Ivy on the Shore, that was after we'd said we were doing it. But what happened was, it kept getting requested on MTV.
Originally, you said, MTV want... that you'd mentioned something... For some reason, I don't know why I remember it, but the word, like, about Kelly and I being VJs or something.
Well, yeah, that was something they threw out for a while, too. That's why they flew us to Cancun.
That was after we filmed the first couple episodes. But yeah, I can remember being like, ooh, because like back then, being a VJ
was like the coolest thing you could be.
It was like, I'm kind of a big deal, I'm a VJ.
And now VJ is just like abbreviation for a vagina.
But I can remember being like really like kind of excited because it was MTV and it was the late 90s and MTV or the early 2000s. It was, MTV was the shit.
Yeah, it was. It was at the time.
But Jack, am I correct in thinking that I thought that it was mostly going to be about Dad and we were just kind of going to be in the background a bit?
See, I remember when we sat down, the conversations went the gambit and then it ended, like the kind of dinner ended in the realm of, well, let's do basically a real world about us.
That's right.
But I think he was already tour.
Dad was on tour.
Yeah, Daddy was on tour, so he wasn't at that meeting. And then we were moving house, do you remember?
Yep, we were living in Malibu at the time.
We lived in Malibu, and then we moved to the Sunset Marquee Hotel.
I think it was flipped. I think we were Sunset because we were still at school.
No, it was the Sunset Marquee.
Because don't you remember when I was allergic to that medication they gave me, and my whole body and face froze, and you found me like because I couldn't speak because my tongue swelled.
Sort of.
Yes.
Because I was really sick and they gave me like this anti-nausea medication that had phenothiazines in it that made me like turn into a T-Rex and not be able to move.
Dad, when you thought like, I mean, because I know that you were never the hugest fan of doing the show, but like what was your initial reaction when Mom said?
Well, I can't really remember what my initial reaction was, but I remember one Sunday, your Mom and I going down to the flats with an art exhibition. And I felt like...
It was a classic car.
Yes, somebody says, can I take a photo? First time I've ever seen a phone camera, you know.
Mm.
So I took this photograph, and about 50, I'm going, why does everybody want my... Little did I know, it was all over the world. It took off so quickly.
It did. Was Kelly at the classic car
no,
art
wasn't.
Show?
Was
she
work?
Was she working on a car in the back?
Shut up, Jack.
and also, I think too that the fact that everything that your dad and I had ever done was, you know, recording and live shows, but once you're on TV in people's homes, it's a total different thing.
Yeah,
and it's like instant.
You know, you're actually in somebody's home. They're watching you in their home.
Yeah.
And then because of the style of show we were doing, everybody was a part of the family. And I think everybody knew us.
For sure. Yeah.
Like, personally. So it was a whole different sort of celebrity than your dad being a rock star.
One thing that I do remember is that when we decided to do it, everything from then on moved very quickly.
Yeah.
You bought that house from the King of Bongo.
Ongo Bongo.
Vote for Bongo t-shirts left
the
in
the house
attic.
Is so much smaller.
Do you know that I found the Bongo t-shirt?
Did you?
I swear.
I want one so badly.
what was your guys' favorite moment after the show aired, like, launched? Obviously, when Elizabeth Taylor was at the house.
And when I was a kid, my father used to say to me, the most beautiful woman in the world was Elizabeth Taylor, and she was in my house. And I thought, I remember one night thinking, wow, if my dad was alive now, I'm Elizabeth Taylor, he's in my house. And he let me see her one Christmas Eve when I was about 7 or something. I grew up thinking, well, you know, when you're a kid, you believe everything your parents say. And I thought, I have just seen the most beautiful woman in the world. And then to have her in my house was just unbelievable for me. Not because, when you're a kid, you remember things like
of
that.
Of course,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure growing up, like, Elizabeth Taylor was like,
she
was like the biggest thing ever.
Sure, to have her in my house, and I'm thinking, well, Dad, I did good now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just one of them things that reminded me. All my life.
It's a cool story. It's kind of like when, because George
that
Lucas.
That was my favorite party that Mum ever threw at the house, because she's like, oh, I want there to be snow. I'm like, Mum, it's LA at Christmas. There's not going to be snow. So she had this bloody snow machine come in and that was crushing ice and spitting fake snow out on every single person
I
fell over.
I recorded in my studio a song with Jessica Simpson.
Yes, you did, Dad, and I had to do her backing vocals.
What was the song?
It was a Christmas song.
I Want for Christmas Is It Was.
No,
what?
It wasn't. It was. Da, na, 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 na. The happiest day, walking in a winter. That was what it was. It. Yeah.
I remember trying to sleep one time and going up to your room, and Eminem was in there.
You made that sound so
no,
pervy.
No, but it wasn't like a room.
You just
it was
made
like,
that sound so
no, but
pervy.
You were like hanging. It was because like, we
it
were living
D12
in these.
It was D12 and Eminem and yes. Proof, God rest his soul, and we were all hanging out. And yeah, that
it was
really
I was
God,
like,
I was such a little badass when I was a kid.
I know you were like 15 hanging
Eminem.
Out.
Eminem.
Eminem, the Eminem. Not the candy.
I probably had some candies too.
There probably were some M&Ms there.
I just think that we just had the best.
It was like the best worst time.
It was. It wasn't you, worse for me. I just thought that we had the most unbelievable opportunities to do great things and meet the most amazing people.
I mean, yeah. One night.
That to me was like, you could. It's so hard to ever get to that level where people want to meet you.
Yeah.
We want to meet everyone, but people wanted to meet us, and it was like, oh, bloody hell, what did they want to meet us for?
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable opportunity to meet amazing people.
I just
That's
wish I was a little
I
bit older
forget.
So I didn't take it so much for granted.
Yeah, I think I definitely took it for granted. Although I do find the most, probably for me, the most surreal moment was when Brad Pitt came up to me. We were at the Emmys and we were doing rehearsals for
That's
the Emmys.
Right. We were in the green room.
Yeah, green room. And he walked up and I was like getting something from the buffet and he like walked up next to us and he's like, hey, what's going on? I'm Brad. I'm like, hi, Brad Pitt from every good movie ever. And he's like, oh, you know, me and my wife, you know, we got the copies of the show from MTV and we watch it every night. And I'm like,
who was he married to then?
He was married
Jennifer Aniston.
And he was like, yeah, me and Jennifer watch it every night. And I was like, just weird.
Do you know the weirdest thing for me was that everyone thought you were so cool, and I'd never thought I was more uncool in my life.
Oh my god,
I
was such a fucking nerd.
Ugh.
The biggest, just
Jack. You didn't collect Beanie Babies like I did.
I collected Star Wars toys.
That's still cooler.
You're a kid.
I know, but that's the thing. We were kids.
Dad, we went through our most fugly awkward years of our entire life on that show.
I had braces. What about when George Bush, like,
Abby
called you out.
Burn. Yeah, he didn't even get his name right.
That's pretty cool.
No,
like, whether you like a president or not, anytime a president singles you out in a crowd of thousands of people, for a good reason.
Let me tell you something. When we went to that correspondence dinner, every four-star general was standing in line to meet your dad. Wow. And it was so crazy that they had to take us out of there and they hid us in a bathroom until they could bring in security to calm everyone down. And we're like,
it was not that long after 9/11.
Yeah.
And the security was a joke. Do you remember that when we did it at that... Olympic thing.
Yeah, we got to sing at the Olympic torch passing.
In the mall.
Yeah.
In the Royal Mall. And
did you meet the Queen then?
Yep.
Was that the time you met the Queen? Or was it the Jubilee?
No, it was when she was like 33 or something.
Do you remember when what Dad said to the Queen? Your Royal Majesticness instead of you. And there was Kermit the Frog on Dad's shoulder the first time when he met the Queen. And it was Dad, Rod Stewart, and Kermit the Frog kept going on all their shoulders, and Dad's like, why do they keep telling...
It's because Kermit jumped onto Rod Stewart's shoulder,
like,
and
Rod
goes, fuck off, you frog. And then it went onto Ozzy's shoulder, just as the Queen hit Ozzy.
Just your luck, you get to meet the Queen of England for the first time, and Kermit the fucking Frog is on your shoulder.
Yeah.
What was your guys' worst memory?
Mom's cancer.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
That was pretty shitty, yeah.
But then there was really beautiful things through it, like what Robin Williams did for your mom.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I said to the agent, because I'd seen that film, Patch Adams, when he was like...
Well, let's back up, for people who don't know. During the filming of the show, Mom was diagnosed with colon cancer. It was like really early on when the show hit, and it was not a very fun time at all for anyone. Probably the least amount of fun for Mom.
Mom had got to a point in her... chemotherapy that she'd kind of given up, because it was when Mom's hair started to fall out, but you
took the chemo on like you do your job. You're like, let's just get it done, and like you tried to do, you know, a year's worth in 6 months, right?
No. But anyway, so Mom was lying in this bedroom that she had curtained off, that was pitch black. She hadn't gotten out of bed for like a week. Mom's dog had to go to the hospital because she was dehydrated. Mom was dehydrated. And we couldn't get her to go back and finish her chemo. And Dad said, laughter is the best medicine, and organized for Robin to come over and make Mom laugh. And he just dropped everything, came over to the house, got in bed with Mom. And I just remember sitting at the bottom of the stairs, and we went from crying, not knowing what to do, just to peeing ourselves laughing, because we could hear Mom upstairs in her room laughing with Robin. And the next day, it changed everything, and Mom went back to chemo.
He was a good guy.
Oh, my Lord, Jack. Just the one of the nicest, genuine people that you could ever meet. Just such a good man. Good man. But then again, the most incredible people that... If I'd have been Mrs... He probably would have come, actually, because he's that sort of guy. I was just going to say, if I'd have been Mrs. Jones down the road, he wouldn't have come, but
yes,
Robin would have done. Yeah, he would have done.
All MC goes what I bought. Some
of what you bought, some of what I bought.
Okay,
it's a bit of everything. For you listeners, we're talking about my giant cigar cabinet full of Cuban cigars. Fuck you, government! Come get them. Don't tread on me, motherfuckers.
You know them ones, the special ones.
Yeah, they're in there.
Did you try them?
I tried the one from 1998. It's good.
Is it dry?
No. Cigars are like wine. They mature with age.
That's very impressive, wasn't it?
I packed a load in my suitcase.
Yeah, you brought... I've smuggled so many in.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah.
But you know,
I tried to get Kelly to put a bundle up her ass, but she wouldn't.
I think your brown eye is more sufficient to store things in than mine.
There we go, don't start.
Mine's like a cat's anus. Yours is like an elephant's.
It's like a cat's what? A what?
Oh my God. No, it's... Kelly just described her asshole as a cat's anus.
It's a cat's bum hole, tiny.
Yeah,
you'd
right.
get a lot more cigars up there than I would.
Cats do have nice bums, actually.
What the fuck?
Now, do you know what
it
I find?
No, shit,
when I was doing research last night.
Oh, research! How are you doing research, Mom?
Yes. Why do cats like
peeing
over plug holes and drain holes?
What are you on about?
I don't know. Why do they?
I don't know if anybody
Have you ever seen the cucumber trick with a cat?
What?
You put a cucumber next to a cat goes mental. It's because they think it's a snake. Because it's like some weird genetic coding.
Can we put a cucumber next to Annabelle and see what she does?
Do not do that, guys. Hold on, listen to what happened last night. Go and tell.
Tiger Lily, Mummy goes.
That's my girl.
That's a cat.
Tiger Lily comes in and Mum goes, she's got a mouse. I go, nah, she fucking ain't. She's got a mouse.
Ah.
And she's, you know, the way they throw it in the air and they play with it.
Can we just talk about, this is the most old person story ever.
Shut up.
Who the fuck started? The cat brought in a mouse.
Shut the fuck up, it's not.
Is this when you guys were watching Matlock and drinking Ovaltine?
Fuck off, Jack. Listen. She throws it around like...
In your house?
Yeah, she's throwing it around. And I'm like, what the hell is that? And it was really quite...
Was it dead?
Yeah, she coos them
all. Are you sure it was a mouse and not a rat?
No, it was a mouse. But it was a big mouse. Did you guys have
a funeral for the mouse?
No, Daddy put on a black rubber glove, picked it up...
Shoved it up your mum's ass.
Better than a gerbil. And then... Put it in the bin.
Wow.
Let's talk about people who didn't like us, because that's always fun. Who didn't like us when we were doing the show?
Well, I believe that Bill Cosby sent us.
He's disgusting.
Hey, Bill Cosby, how you doing, motherfucker?
Yeah, Bill Cosby. Now, what a fucking joke.
I know.
That he went public and he did interviews about how disgusting we were and how people, a family that swears, he's never swore in his life because he was too busy fucking around with women.
Yeah, he wasn't swearing because he was roofying them and having his way.
Buying his sleeping pills.
Right.
Yeah, and too busy at the Playboy Mansion roofying all these girls, going down on all these poor little girls.
Oh.
Mom.
That was horribly aggressive.
Well, the truth.
All right, hold on. I must say that we don't know if this really did happen. So far, they're just allegations, so we don't know if it's true or false. There was a suit, but it disappeared. He hasn't been convicted of anything yet. So it was a mistrial, right? So I don't know. I don't know where that puts us.
I bet he's so happy right now. All this shit's going on with all these other men. He's walking around town going, woo, missed that one.
Who's talking about?
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby, with all of this stuff that's going on with Harvey Weinstein.
I bet he looked at Weinstein and was like, fuck yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
High fiving.
Have you seen one of his eyes?
Oh my God.
It fucking wanders all over his head, this big eye. Have you seen it?
Yeah, you know why he was doing that? That's the eye he would look at to make sure no one was watching him put pills in someone's drink.
Yeah, and that eye just fucking has got a mind of its own. It just wanders round and around.
All right, so here's what he said. This is a sad family. It is a sad case. The children are sad and the parents are sad. And this is not entertainment. He likens laughing at the dysfunction of the Osbournes to laughing at Tiny Tim. It's the kind of entertainment that you look at, but you wouldn't want it in your home. And I don't like to look at things like that.
No, because you poor just Tiny like Tim, to look at pussy. Pussy!
Mom!
Yeah, fucking
Stop.
Asshole.
What the fuck?
Ladies and gentlemen, that is
you know
my
what?
Mother.
Actually, you know what?
While the person
I'm
going to
go ahead
asleep.
And agree with his statement.
No, no seriously, Mom, at
no,
this point.
He's just a pussy licking.
Okay, you are our mother. Stop. We yes. are the children. We don't want to hear that coming out of your mouth, Mom.
Meow.
You can. There's other. I think. Referring to him as a pussy licker is probably too kind of a term.
I saw him perform in Vegas many years ago. I thought he was all right.
Oh, God.
I never thought he was funny because he never swore.
The
I
man
don't like
sold Jell-O
comics.
On TV. The only place I've ever seen people eat Jell-O is like
a
at a geriatric center and hospitals.
Yeah.
But you know, these people come off as holier than thou. They always get caught.
Always.
Like the Duggars?
The Duggars, yeah.
Don't make me sick. I can't talk about them. That mother, she's given birth to how many kids?
18 like or something like that.
She, her vagina.
Jedediah, Jeremiah, Jared something.
Who is that, Kelly?
Are you really about to talk about a woman's vagina?
Mrs.
Who's...
Duggar's vagina pounded.
It's a mother.
That old vagina is pounded.
So, Dad, they're another, like reality.
It's like a ripped out.
But Jesus is going to save it.
So they're a family that is very religious, and it's like the Christian way, and their whole basis of the sect of Christianity they follow is the more children you have, the closer you get to God. And one of their children is a pedophile. Don't think it gets much worse than that.
And he's been fucking his sisters.
Mom!
It's true.
No, he didn't fuck his sisters. He molested his sisters.
Same thing.
They had a reality show. There was like 18 or 19 of them. And the kids were aging from their 20s down to like newborn. And then this family just kept reproducing. Do you think they just cough and a baby falls out of them at that
That's
point?
That's it. I'm telling you, they just absolutely shoot out. There's no pushing. They fall out.
It's like a luge.
Isn't it amazing though that people like that come out? And...
Whenever anybody is pointing fingers at others, they should always point one at themselves first.
Right. No one is perfect.
Not while you're drugging women. And
the thing is,
hold on. Allow me to do air quotes and say allegedly.
Allegedly.
In some sarcastic air quotes.
Well, there's 56 women that say that they were drugged and then sexually abused while they were
Mum, the word is rape.
Yeah, but you know, you gotta be pretty fucking drugged to not realise what's going on.
Dad, that's what roofies are for, though.
What?
That's what people use roofies for.
Roofies, that's the drugs that they use to, like, rape people.
I'm doing drugs.
Well, I think he should be. What was that?
Like a great response.
What was the response?
He goes, out of my league, I haven't done drugs for a while. okay, well, that's settled then.
I think that he should be drugged and every big old
Mom,
big, big guy in prison should butt fuck him.
Okay.
How do you mean, darling? Can you be a bit more specific?
Well, but maybe he's
Wait a
not...
second. Why can't they let you say that on the talk?
Why not? I wish they would. I do not understand why they won't
I think he's going to get off. You know what?
I don't.
He did. He did get off. He got off of one.
One.
One of the eight, I think, right? Is there?
Hey, I'm at 80 fucking through.
No, but there's a statute of limitations on
some. Yeah, but the one is in court, I think he's going to get off.
The fact that they have a statute of limitations on rape is disgusting.
All right, let's just move forward a little bit. When the Osbournes ended, what did you...
I was in rehab.
No, you weren't. When the Osbournes ended...
Whenever Dad doesn't know where he was, he uses the get-out-of-jail-free card of saying, I was in rehab, I was fucked up, I was in rehab.
Hey, Dad, what'd you do yesterday? I was in rehab, I was fucked up.
When the Osbournes ended...
What did you... You went... You moved
you
in.
You were in rehab.
Yeah, you...
I actually was in rehab. Thank you.
You know, you moved to England.
I moved back to England. That was the fucking best.
You were like all up in the England scene.
I remember thinking...
I still am, thank you.
For me, I remember thinking, thank God it's over. But it wasn't to be truthful. After a while, I got so used to having the crew around and all that.
Yeah, the excitement.
It was like the house was at our house then. Yeah. Not for too much longer because we moved out of
everything.
That house had so many. I know. Why did you guys
fucking sell that house?
I can remember to this day you driving out of the gate saying to me, get out of this place. You need to move out. You need land for the dogs.
I did say that.
Get the hell out of
there. But why the fuck would you listen to a 19-year-old?
God only knows.
Don't ever listen to a... Don't take advice from a 19-year-old. Unless you're 18, then take a 19-year-old.
I have to say, I couldn't stand the fucking neighbours.
No, but you should have... Oh, the neighbours were douches.
They were absolutely fucking pits.
I'll tell you what I remember.
No, it was the cunt with the tennis court. I fucking loathed him and his wife. And do you remember... The cats, she came in and said that our cats had shit on her tennis court and asked Saba to clean the shit up. How dare she? And Saba, the nice lady, what we did, cleaned the shit up. How does she know it's my fucking cat?
I mean, I'm no detective, but if I found animal shit on my tennis court. I'm going to probably go ahead and say it might have been my animal-obsessed neighbors with five cats and 15 dogs.
I think we had 16.
It's depressing. That's a lot of shit.
Do you remember that they had a tannoy by the tennis court and it was like...
You're like, I'm Larry, can you come down and rent a number that? And so all you would hear had like...
Your dinner's on the table.
My boom box.
And then you hear... Dunk.
But there's some metal, death metal band on the
Yeah, we were sandwiched between two douches.
Really?
Wait, that's but why one neighbour's got really nice, and we were friendly with them before.
They were all right.
But all in all, it was a great experience when you think about it.
Yeah, but if you'd have held on to that house, what do you think it'd have been worth now?
Who cares? On the market now.
How much?
19
bill.
19 Guys, buy it back. Cheap asses. I want to go play in
I didn't want to sell it in the first place.
I wanted to go swim in the fucking pool.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not.
Well, you know what? I'm really upset you guys took my advice.
Fuck you, Jack.
So Kelly moved back to England. Dad, you went back in the studio, I think, relatively quickly.
My studio was at the house.
Yeah, no, but well...
Yeah.
And then you went back on the road. And then, Mum, when did you... Was it during the Osbournes or after you'd started doing X Factor? It was right after, right?
No.
After I got fired from my chat show.
Oh. Talk about the chat show.
You didn't get fired. It just didn't get renewed.
Same thing.
What happened with your chat show?
It didn't work, did it? It just wasn't...
No. You can't do blue jokes on a chat show in the afternoon because it's... Housewives watching.
But that's what did happen was the invention of Mum saying fabulous over everything. Because Mum didn't know what to say, and instead of saying fuck, she'd say fabulous.
What size shoes you take? 11. You know what I say about big shoes?
This is America. It's wholesome.
And brother, your mum's brother was like, hello.
Do you remember when he got busted at the airport with cocaine?
He went to Vegas and got on the airplane.
No,
with
before
coke in
he
his
got
pocket.
On. Before he got on.
Wait, no, I thought he got arrested in Vegas at the airport.
No. Before he got
on. Oh, in Burbank.
That's right. He took out his wallet and keys, put it in a tray.
With the cocaine.
Jeez. Hey, because he thought, I'm English, so it's only a bit of
time. No, I'm David. I just talked my way out of this one.
Okay.
With it, Mary's Brewer's his laugh.
Oh, God, don't. I'm going to throw up, don't.
Yeah, that, like, lungy laugh.
Yeah, it was that lung cancer.
I've only got one left. On the way over today, me and Mum says, do you think he's still alive? I said, we'd find him.
The phone would ring in a second. He still talks to Colin, doesn't he?
No, he hasn't spoken Colin in a long
time.
Not
since he made up that article saying that Mum took a crap on Elton John's car for the newspaper and sold it. That was the last time he ever spoke to Mum or Colin or anything. And he just made all of that up.
Have you ever shit on anyone's car?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
You took a shit on someone's car?
No, he said I put shit on the door handle of Elton's car. Like I would ever do that to Elton.
Yes, yeah, you would never do that to Elton.
I'd do it to other people, but never to Elton.
No, of course not.
Anyway, next question.
Did you guys like the kiss-arseness of everyone?
Loved it.
I didn't.
Oh, God,
it really
I love
messed
it.
With my head.
Well, you didn't have to wait in line. You went straight to the front. You didn't have to wait for a table.
Dad got a lifetime Chipotle card.
That's right. You got the life.
Yeah, I've still got that.
I know.
I found it in an old wallet. And, you know, uses it now.
Is it still valid?
Yeah, it's valid forever.
Shut up.
You can still get as much...
One, they only give you one.
How did you get the card?
Oh, well, every twice a week I'd go down to Chipotle over in Beverly. Oh, okay, every day. Three times a day. On my birthday, they gave me the card. And the guy said to me, there's only two other people got that card. And that's my son's. But if you lose it, that's it.
That's funny.
Now Tom has
and then I got a Pepsi calling machine for free. The lifetime supply of Pepsi.
That was when we did the Pepsi commercial.
And I thought, well, if I get homeless, I've got food and drink.
Jack, you're all set.
Remember when TRL was on MTV and you could see all the billboards in Times Square?
Yeah. Oh.
Jack and this is like the worst thing ever.
Worst thing.
Jack and I were like, oh my God, we're going to be in a billboard in Times Square. And when we did the photo shoot, they were like, okay, here's your lemon. And we were like, what the fuck do we do with this?
Put it in your mouth.
So we had to suck on lemons for 3 hours while they took a picture of us holding the can like awkwardly close to our face because it was Pepsi Twist.
I totally forgot we had a Times Square billboard.
But your Times Square billboard didn't face the cameras on TRL like mine did. And it was just me with a huge lemon in my mouth that gave me like 6 double chins. I'm like, oh, this is so unfair.
Oh man, I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, so my very first billboard in Times Square was me sucking a fucking lemon.
One of the big,
it was the two biggest ones in Times Square. One side was Jack, one side was me, and it was us sucking lemons
on like facing the cameras on MTV TRL.
Wow,
it was hilarious. But like that's the thing. There were so many things that happened. Like I totally forgot about that. I literally have no matter. Like you just totally.
Remember
that's
when
weird.
We had that Merry Christmas thing when we had to...
Yeah, the Christmas party at the house.
No,
yeah.
when I went back on the road and we had metal lanterns with like a midgets and...
Oh, Black Christmas.
Merry Mayhem. It was called Black Christmas, but after 9/11 we had to change it to Merry Mayhem.
Yes, we did. And it was great. You were on the road with Rob Zombie and it was just fantastic times.
That's where Bubbles came from.
Oh, yeah.
Bubbles!
Oh, yeah. I'm not coming out with fucking Bubbles!
The Prince of Darkness!
I love those
people
Bubbles.
Would stop me in the street and go, say it. I go, say what, you know, what you say. I go, what are you talking about? I'm the Prince of Darkness. It was crazy.
Well, I guess we should probably explain what Merry Mayhem was. Merry Mayhem was a tour my dad did with Rob Zombie. The winter of 2001 into the spring of 2002, right around there.
Yeah.
And it was, it was winter because it was Merry Mayhem, it was holidays. Yeah. And they had these bubbles that would come out and there was like, there was foam machines. It was like this kind of, it was meant to be like a heavy metal Christmas tour, essentially.
I remember going to the site of
9/11.
I mean, it's when you saw that site on TV, it didn't do it justice because did you come with me?
I came with you, yeah.
The hole was unbelievable.
We were there actually the day after they finally put out the fires because that was the only, because we were supposed to go the day before. They're like, no, it's still burning.
How many times did you change your shoes that day? I had to change my shoes 2 or 3 times because the rubber kept melting on our shoes.
It was hot. Everything was just crazy. Everything.
When I said to the guy, do you come to the show? And he said, we haven't got no dough.
Yeah.
I said, come on, I'll let you in. And when he came and said, you had a piece of a crucifix that they'd cut out of one of the beams, that was like a lightning bolt going through. It was still hot.
Yeah.
I still have that.
I know, yeah. It's in your cave. So I have this whole thing on like, because it's really weird. If you think about it, there was no necessarily reason why our show, other than it was different, should have been as big as it was. And I kind of, after years, I was thinking like, well, why? And this and that. And I think that, you know, we started filming in October of 2001 and we aired in March of 2002. That point, 9/11 had happened, the invasion into Afghanistan had happened, and now there were talks of, like, another war going on. And I honestly think that because America was in such, like, a depressed, down, like, really screwed up time, I think people found a lot of...
Similarities,
and I think they found a lot of, like, joy in watching another family just be a family. And I think,
people wanted to get back to reality. People wanted to, the Waltons ain't real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, in the reality, Grandpa's probably an alcoholic drinking rough cider in the barn, you know.
Yeah.
And we just, no one had done what we had done. There was no frills. In the first two seasons. But on the third one, I lost it because I never went fishing in my fucking life, you know.
But I do think that it was people related to us.
Yeah. In a time...
Because they didn't want bullshit anymore.
But I think they related to us in a time where the world was really shook up and freaked out. And, like, what did we all just witness? You know, it's like teenagers today...
Don't forget one thing. The mainland of America has never been invaded by anybody.
So to that point, like to see this thing happen and everyone in the entire country
I don't think people in America thought it would ever happen.
Yeah.
Because they were so busy looking at getting missiles to blow bombers out from Russia that somebody could come. You know, I remember some politician person going on the TV and says, well, we never thought people would use aeroplanes as a weapon.
Yeah.
I go, excuse me, think about 1945.
When now they use vans and cars as a weapon.
Yeah. Anyway, let's not go down that depressing road too far, because let's keep.
But you know, America will prevail. You know,
I think we're hanging in there, okay. What was everyone...
You're American now.
I am. I'm American.
Because I was like, we're hanging in there, okay? I was like, what do you mean we're English? I'm like, oh, no.
I'm straight.
You're American now.
I'm American. I'm the only American at this table. Damn proud of it.
With American babies.
That's right.
They're so gorgeous.
They're Valley Girls.
I've got some token Valley Girls
have,
for daughters.
Mom, Dad, have you heard Andy Rose say, oh, my God, yet?
Oh, my God.
She goes, oh, my God.
And it's only when she's really excited about things she says it, and she's like, oh, my God.
I just can't believe that our grandkids have American accents.
Oh, and I'm like, no, they've got Valley Girl accents. Yeah.
No,
it's very
Pearl
different.
Pearl is a total Valley Girl. I love it. She says, like, all the time, and she puts her little hand out.
Yeah, she's got some sass. Both of them do. I have two kids. Yeah, I have two kids. I have a third on the way. Married to a woman named Lisa.
Mona Lisa.
Mona Lisa, that's her nickname, because she likes to complain a lot. It's a good old whinge. It's all right. I'm used to women that complain a lot.
How dare you say that to your mother?
Kelly's texting. She's not even listening.
Kelly.
Kelly, you are working right now.
I am being of service.
Service these nuts.
Oh, my God, that's really inappropriate, Jack. Seriously.
Would you guys do it again? Would you, if someone said, hey, you know, let's bring the Osbournes back as a show, like...
I'd do it again if it was as new as it was. But you know, when people redo it again up the road, it doesn't ever work. It's like I always get the impression, oh, I didn't like it when they did it before, but now the money's run out.
Yeah.
Or something, you know.
I think I'd do it again if the understanding was,
but you were
would people know that, you know, we're growing up now, we're different. You can't expect it to be the same.
Yeah,
you can't redo it again, you know, and expect the same. Cause we're, oh, here we go. Because you're not kids anymore.
Well, then why don't we wait till we're about 5 years older, and then we can do it for the
senile
people in Florida.
In the retirement homes.
Boca Raton's finest.
Yeah.
Osbournes moved to Boca.
Yes, that's it.
Going Boca.
That would be amazing.
It'll be Kelly and I pushing you guys around wheelchairs,
yes,
feeding you Bill Cosby Jello
as we dribble.
Ow! Where's me teeth?
Well, that's it for this. But we're going to be coming back with more episodes. We're going to probably take a deeper dive into what's going on most recently with us.
No one died. No one cried. I'm into this.
Yeah, there's minimal fighting. That was good. I'm sure we will have a few spats though.
I think that we should do a compilation of all the fighting.
No accidents.
No accidents.
Well, we ambulances.
No ambulances,
fine.
Yeah. But it'll be fun, though.
You will all be hearing from my lawyer after this.
Probably.
Shut up. You're the one that did that to me. I didn't do it to you.
No, I didn't.
I spoke to your lawyer. I had lunch with your lawyer. Did he ever tell you that?
You had lunch with my lawyer?
Yes, I did.
Which one?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
We're not
sake.
Going down that.
For
anyway,
fuck's sake.
What do you guys think as we go, maybe bringing in some old friends from the past? You know, maybe some of the
can
producers.
Can we bring back Jason Dill?
We can bring back Jason Dill.
And let's bring back Melinda.
Was it Dill?
Dill, yeah. Kelly just said, yeah. We'll bring back Dill, maybe
pickle.
Big Dave.
Is Dill still around?
Yeah.
Dad, Dill is the head designer for Supreme now. Like, he just did that huge thing with Louis Vuitton. He's doing so well.
He's killing it.
Wow, good for Dill.
He's a little genius.
Good, he can give us the rent he owes us. Now,
right.
Listen.
Shut up, Mom.
With interest.
Yes, all that interest. And
Melinda.
Melinda.
Got to bring Melinda. We'll maybe get some of the producers from the Osbournes to come in. So.
Yes.
Cool. Awesome. Well, that's episode 101.
Okay, bye.
Later.
Bye.